Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
And we're back. Thank you very much for waking up with us, making us part of your day and part of your life here on this Tuesday edition of the Morning Show. Jam-packed show today. We're talking to everybody today. One of my favorite people, and I don't see her enough, Melissa Bakken, stopping in from Leech Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
It can mean only one thing.
Yeah, it's chocolate time.
Chocolate day. It's happening. It's a big event. This is like one of your biggest events.
It is, and it's been going on quite a few years, and I've been part of that probably for 32 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks.
That's a good track record. And it's this Thursday.
It is from 12 to 5 for the chocolate event.
All right.
The book sale will go from 12 to 6.
So typically, what kind of stuff shows up at this as far as food? Let's start with that.
Chocolate desserts. Well, we have the, I want to call it a chocolate lasagna. They have chocolate bundt cakes. They have better than sex cakes. They have German chocolate. They have chocolate pies. Of course, dolled up brownies always work.
Yeah,
we have a ton of chocolate coming in. But this year we will also have a few non-chocolate desserts because we don't want to leave out those people that don't necessarily like chocolate.
Right.
So, mm-hmm.
It's got to be fun for you watching this event grow.
Oh,
yeah. And
yes.
Grow and grow. I mean, it's just, it seems over the years it's just gotten bigger and bigger.
It is. Yep.
Tell me about the used book sale, too, because that pairs along nicely with this.
Yeah, that's always kind of gone hand in hand. The used book sale will start at noon also on Thursday. However, it will also go on Friday and Saturday during library business hours, which are 9 to 4 and 9 to 1.
Okay.
Respectively, yeah.
So. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, again, you got a hankering for chocolate or used books.
Yeah.
Thursday is the day, folks. And, again, everything gets kicked off at noon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So how's the year been? We're coming into fourth quarter here. We're knocking on the door to the holidays. Been a good year for you?
It has. You know, this summer we saw an increase in the summer reading program attendance. It was great. You know, I think people were finally coming out of that COVID issue, you know, finally coming out, feeling a little more confident, signing up to do things and whatnot. Seen some traffic. This summer, we also received a North Dakota Department of Public Instruction grant that is to be, or was to be used in the children's library. So if you stop in, you'll see some new furniture, some new technology, some new books. One of the areas I'm excited about is that we did acquire, through this grant, 28 dyslexic font books for people that have dyslexic issues.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how they go out. And
that's the first time I've heard about something like that.
Yeah, and our Libby app, too, also, when you get a library card, you can use online books and online audio also, but I noticed that the Libby app also offers some books in dyslexic font. So
incredible.
I'm excited about seeing how that's going to work.
What a great resource.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it can only be at the Leech Public Library. We were talking about technology. Boy, you've seen it over there, too.
Yeah. When I started, it was cards in pockets and do stamps, you know, by hand. And today, it's totally automated and fully electronic. You can request books from home. You can renew items from your home computer. You can read on your phone or other devices. It's kind of fun. But, yeah.
Melissa, Chocolate Day again, and used book sales this Thursday.
Hey, and I just want to give out a plug to the Friends of the Library.
Yes.
Because without them, we wouldn't have a Chocolate Day. They've been so gracious in helping us fund so many things. And their big fundraiser right now will go towards our digital newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working on that. Right now, we are through 1981. So if anybody ever wants to look back, all you do need to do is hop on our website. You can click on and see what's there. Had a lot of great comments about that. And so they're still working toward the current issue, you know, so to speak.
That's been a process. Well, there's a lot that goes into it.
The newspapers started in 1883.
Wow.
And so we've done almost 100 years worth of newspapers so far. And I believe they have the funds. We just haven't requested that they've been digitized yet. So, yeah, it's, you know.
Incredible stuff.
Yeah, it's good things.
Well, keep up the great work over there. You're going to have a great day on Thursday. Weather's going to be beautiful.
You will have
a great turnout.
And I think this year might be one of the first years that we haven't started our heat.
I like the sound of that. Melissa Bockett in from Leach Public Library. Come back and see us soon.
Will
you do that?
Thank you.
All right. It's 810 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Todd's Welding in Breckenridge is your local truck and trailer parts store. Todd's Welding can tackle any problem with your trucks and trailers during this year's harvest. Don't forget their large inventory of most common parts and filters. They'll be open 24 hours during this year's campaign. Contact the crew at Todd's Welding, 643-4535, to get you back on the road and in the field with all your truck and trailer repairs. Todd's Welding, located at 521 R. Doman Drive in Breckenridge, your one-stop shop for truck and trailer repairs.
When you think of a local crop and farm insurance agency, call Bayer Insurance. They are your local ag agency. Their farm policies cover all aspects of your farm operation and offer the most all-risk coverage available at a very competitive price. Bayer Insurance Agency knows crop hail insurance. Let Bayer Insurance Agency review your coverage, and together they can properly cover your 2024 crops. Call Bayer Insurance Agency today at 642-0955. Our plans are based on yours.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. Don't forget to stock up on canning supplies. We have a large selection of canning supplies at Farm City Supply. Ball jar.